This is episode number 2429 of the Who Cares News for Wednesday, April 26, 2023. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Recently, Chuck Lorre and Warner Brothers Discovery announced a Big Bang Theory universe project. Everything's going to be a universe now.
Yeah, right. But I mean, he's already got a universe for it. There's two shows based on that whole
premise,
right?
Well, that is true.
Right?
Right now, it's a little universe.
Well, no, but Jim Parsons still gets paid because he narrates Young Sheldon.
Right. So anyway, Big Bang Theory universe is in the works. Mayim Bialik, who famously played Amy Farrah Fowler, Sheldon's wife.
Wasn't she that girl on Blossom? I remember when when Raj made that in like the first or second season.
And she was that girl on Blossom. So anyway.
She's a doctor in real life.
She is. She's smart.
She is smart. She's
And she's
smart.
A Jeopardy host.
And she's the host of Jeopardy.
Anyway, she was asked if she would appear in the spinoff.
Oh.
So she says she heard about the project, like everyone else, from the street, and that no contact has been made with her or her agent.
Well, they didn't call us either. We had to find out from the street,
I know.
Too.
We've
and
been,
you know,
from
we
the
get
street.
News about two-thirds of a second before everybody else does, just because we're us.
She did say that the rest of the former cast, they're still very close, and none of them have had any formal contact with the production company. But the cool thing is, she did say she'd be interested.
Oh, yeah, of course. Now, let me
riddle. Oh, she also has Call Me Cat.
Oh, of course she does. She's like into season three of that thing. She's doing just fine. And hello, did we say Jeopardy? We said Jeopardy. No, here's the deal. Now, of that ensemble, Melissa Rauch landed somewhat. She's doing Night Court.
She's still doing that?
I don't know.
Okay.
She did at least a season. Kaley Cuoco, of course, had a couple of projects. The flight attendant and something else, and of course she's like had a baby.
Yeah, and there's that project.
Yeah, there's that project.
Yeah.
Jim Parsons had other projects besides Young Sheldon.
He was in a movie. Yeah.
Riddle me this, Batman. What have the rest of them done? No, Johnny Galecki has got a bit part on the Connors.
Yeah.
And then where's Simon Helsberg and Raj?
Yeah,
Kamal.
They're basking.
They made plenty of money, I will say that.
Yeah, it's not like they actually have to get out there and pound
the
pavement.
I know, but you know, you're used to having a trailer and craft service every day you go to the lot. There's a special thing
about
that.
It's all they're laying on the beach somewhere, being eccentric.
Yeah, yeah.
Like all stars are.
Yeah, yeah.
A little eccentric here, a little eccentricities there.
Eccentricities, yeah.
Eccentricities.
I like that. That's a good word.
So not all stars want to keep working. Some want to go bask in their eccentricities.
Believe me, they all want to keep working. Trust me. They all want to have another hit show like Big Bang Theory.
Well, who wouldn't?
Yeah,
you know, but
right.
does lightning strike twice?
Well, I don't know. Look, Mayim Bialik's got a series. She's got Jeopardy.
But it's not a Big Bang series, though, you know?
She's the star.
Big Bang was huge.
But she's the star and not a second fiddle.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, so, anyway.
Or a sixth fiddle. Or,
fiddle?
There was a
Somebody's
lot of
Somebody's fiddling, I'll tell you what.
Or an eighth. No, it was an eighth fiddle.
I did hear that they're trying to put
eight
together
fiddles.
A Blossom reunion.
Oh, my goodness.
And so keep our ears open for that. We'll let you know what we hear sooner or later.
Rough times for Petey Davidson.
Oh, no, not Pete.
Yeah, well, first he was involved in a minor shoving match at a Knicks game this week.
Oh, wow.
And now he could also be facing criminal charges in that auto accident. Remember that?
I remember
that. Earlier this year when he hit a perfectly parked house.
Yes, he did.
So first, a video of Sunday's Knicks game shows an overzealous fan getting in Pete's space. Don't get in Pete's space.
Yeah, I know. No. But
unless
you know what?
Unless you're 45 and
female.
Yeah.
You know, here's the thing, though. If you're sitting next to Pete, if you're in Pete's space at the Knicks game, you make good money because seats ain't cheap.
That is true. So, overzealous fan, he's in Pete's space. And even after Pete graciously took selfies with him, but he wouldn't leave it alone.
No.
So Pete ends up vigorously shoving him away from him.
Wow. That may not end up pretty in a court of law.
No, but, you know,
it's on video. It was probably on the Jumbotron.
Now, meanwhile, it was announced this week that Beverly Hills Police.
Yeah.
That Beverly Hills Police.
Yes.
They're investigating.
Ooh, that house thing.
Yeah, investigating Pete's car accident earlier this year when he lost control and hit, a perfectly parked house.
You know, the deal
minding
is...
minding its own business.
Did you see that car? I saw it on TMZ. He did a number. Well, you hit a house, you're going to do a number on a car.
Yeah, because the house isn't really going to move.
Wasn't
too
there
much?
Something about the car slipped on a irrigation thing or something like that? Whoops, and now I'm in somebody's living room. But it was really the lawn sprinkler's fault.
Yeah, that's it.
Cars trip on lawn sprinklers all the time.
Of course. You know? Yes, when they're driving on lawns.
My problem on a Saturday night. If I had a dollar for every time I hit my house with my car on Saturday night.
I don't know what to say. There's probably a lot of things I can say.
Yeah, there's
about
a lot
that.
You can say about that.
Cops that's are reviewing right. evidence to see if a criminal case is merited.
Well.
Which might mean drugs or alcohol were involved.
You said it was Beverly Hills Police Department? All right. I take you back to the fact they're probably going to make a Beverly Hills Cop 100. What number are they at now?
I don't know.
I heard they were going to do a Beverly Hills Cop.
It doesn't surprise me. And Eddie Murphy's going to be in it, right?
Yeah, well, of course he's going
to
be. You can't do it without Axel.
That's true.
You can't do it without Axel. And so Judge Reinhold, is equal to our good friend Jason Gray Stanford on Monk. You know, it's that same character.
Right.
Randy Disher and Lieutenant, what's his name?
Yeah.
He's been so long, I got to go back and watch a Beverly Hills Cop.
I wouldn't mind binging
that. You know what would be cool is if they did it with Pete. And Axel F. is arresting Pete. I like this. I'm liking this idea.
That would be good.
Trademark, Van Camp and Morgan. With our
apologies.
You
heard it here first.
To, what was the guy's name who played the captain in the Beverly Hills Cop? I can't remember.
I don't know.
With our apologies to that dude. And Halle Berry. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day. And
that's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.